Health or commercial interests. Could we consider these terms to show the confrontation between the Uruguayan state and one of the world's leading producers of tobacco? Uruguay has taken serious actions against the tobacco industry due to the death of more than 5,000 Uruguayans each year caused by diseases associated with the use of tobacco. The measures have done much harm to the tobacco producers. The small South American country, with the population of 3 million people, has brought a lawsuit against one of the largest tobacco producing companies in the world, Philip Morris. Uruguay is defending its right to ban tobacco-related commercial practices in order to improve the health of its own citizens. In the meantime, Philip Morris is fighting for its right to do business, which they believe has been violated. Meanwhile, the world is paying attention to the dispute. Whatever the outcome, the decision will be a milestone concerning countries' right to fight against smoking. Today, in Latin America, the last natural frontier, the case of the state of Uruguay versus Philip Morris, what would be the consequences internationally, regardless of the verdict? What kind of statements has the state made in its fight against smoking? What are Philip Morris's demands, and what does it want in exchange? Around the world, there are disputes over tobacco mainly to know whether preventive measures can slow down demands for tobacco and reduce the side effects of smoking. Compared to other countries, Uruguay has not focused on just taking tobacco-making companies and distributors to court. Its main focus is to put restrictions on tobacco advertisements and trades. Accordingly, Philip Morris claims its rights have been violated. In March 2005, Tabata Vazquez became Uruguay's first leftist president, with a background of an oncologist. From the beginning of his term, he put all kinds of measures to prohibit smoking among Uruguayans, as announced in February of 2006 by the public health minister, Dr. Maria Julia Munoz.
No lo descartábamos porque sabemos que los intereses de la...
We didn't rule it out because we are aware of cigarette companies' interests in different parts of the world. They are very strong and making billions of dollars every year. We didn't rule out a problem such as this, but we did not either imagine that the company would react in such a strong and fierce way against Uruguay. And I remember precisely that to address this issue in a cabinet meeting. He said, just imagine what would happen if there were everyday accidents in the main streets of any city, in this case Montevideo, at the intersection of a very popular street. There were three fatal traffic accidents that killed three people. Today, three people died, and tomorrow, and a day after tomorrow. Someone should ask, what is happening, and what can we do to avoid this? This was precisely what happened with the smoking situation in Uruguay.
The first step was already introduced by the Uruguayan government in 2003 during the administration of Dr. Jorge Valle, when the framework agreement of the World Health Organization for Tobacco Control was signed and ratified.
179 countries have signed the framework agreement of the convention, which anticipates a series of measures over time. Uruguay is one of the first countries to sign the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control.
This is the first public health treaty in the history of mankind. It means that Uruguay acquired certain objections agreed to obey in front of the international community.
The smoking problem was, and considered by the Uruguayan state, not just a social problem, but also an enormous economic problem that had to be solved.
The costs of treatment for a person suffering from lung cancer is enormous. An operation at least costs $10,000, radiotherapy costing between $5,000 to $10,000, adding up to $15,000 to $20,000, and it depends on the effectiveness of the chemotherapy. For lung cancer, the cost is more than $10,000. So we're talking about starting with $30,000 to $50,000 or $60,000, a treatment with uncertain results, because this cancer has a higher mortality rate.
Some U.S. studies in the beginning of mid-90s, they even contacted tobacco companies, which were paying millions of dollars to public health system, indicated that your spending on the health system may be four or five times more than the revenue that the state is earning from the tax on cigarettes.
But if to this health cost we add to the social cost of children who are in the middle of their studies and sometimes by the premature death of a parent, who is the main source of income, or the disability caused by diplegia, or someone who is disabled as a result of a heart attack. That person uses a part of the healthcare budget, but is also spending it in subsequent years. This phenomenon is called the stock cost, because a person who has a disability needs to be covered by Social Security. Since they will have less income, their children will be less likely to pursue their studies further, and it's a huge cost to the country. For what? For some men who traffic in this business and earn great fortunes. Then the country sees very clearly the situation that it confronts today.
But the war against smoking does not end with banning smoking in enclosed places, and in fact, that wasn't the measure which generated the conflict between Uruguay and the multinational Philip Morris. The differences between the two parties began to emerge when the state intervened directly in the product that the company was selling in Uruguay. As part of the measures taken in the campaign against smoking, the World Health Organization Framework Convention on Tobacco Executive ordered in 2003 an edit of the 1982 message on cigarette packets. Instead of these, new posts were placed. As time passed, it changed again to other messages like smoking stinks or smoking can kill you.
It is very rare that someone after the early 20s begins to smoke. In our case, in our country, more than 80% of smokers start smoking before the age of 18. So that's where we have worked hard and achieved amazing results. We were worried about how to reach young people with something that really would give an impact. Something unattractive, something unappealing, so that young Uruguayans would not start smoking. After research, we saw that young people, especially women, are interested in the health of their mouth. Therefore, our images focus on mouth images. There is a pictogram that says, smoking stinks. and has a mouth in a terrible condition. And another says, smoking causes bad breath. All this takes off the glamour that the industry for decades tries to put on the cigarettes. So these are the strategies that we have and used, and why, when we are now passing the line and evaluating the results of this policy for 5 years, we say, well, this policy was really effective because we were in a prevalence of adolescents over 30% and we are now just over 18. We lowered 12 percentage points in 5 years, and that's very important.
Also, other written messages directed at smokers were added, and these new warnings were accompanied by stunning deterrent photographs covering almost 50% of the total area of the packets.
The greatest impact is the ad that threatens importance and the one that people recognize most has an enormous impact. I've seen people go to a kiosk and ask, give me one that is bad for pregnant women, but don't give me the one that causes importance.
But this was only the beginning, because over time, the Vasquez government took the size of the images to cover 80% of the cigarette packets. Other measures implemented by Uruguay were to prohibit the tobacco subtitle, light or soft. Even they banned that a brand of cigarettes could present in the same way as gold or blue.
Since the first law passed by the Vasquez government, known for its fervent anti-smoking fight, the use of the word light or ultralight is forbidden because it leads the smokers to buy thinking that it does less damage than ordinary cigarettes, when apparently it is scientifically proven that they do the same damage as ordinary cigarettes. So tobacco companies began color coding instead of words. For example, people thought Marlboro Gold at that time would cause less damage than Marlboro Red. This is the reason why the law imposed a single presentation of the brand.
The government of Uruguay also announced a progressive regulation of advertising, promotion and sponsorship of tobacco, and indeed Uruguay currently studying the complete prohibition of the tobacco advertisement.
About a month ago, that Venegas was with the minister in parliament, in the health committees and House of Representatives, a bill was introduced delivering the last missing element to Uruguay, which prohibits propaganda in outlets and newsstands that still have the color to identify a particular brand of cigarettes. And the new draft law was in the two House of Parliaments to improve it.
En las dos casas del Parlamento ya avancen eso.
Y es probable que ese sea el último escalón que haya que.
It is likely that this is the last step we have to take. In Uruguay, we have always been very gradualist, and especially with the issue we are facing now, this international trial. I think it would also be very wise to see what the result will be, and will there be definite prohibition against the propaganda on cigarettes?
La propaganda de sobre el cigarrillo.
Lo que pondría Uruguay en la posición.
Uruguay is obeying the recommendations and would be the first country in the world to fulfill them completely.
Del convenio marco antitabaco.
How did the Uruguayan society respond to the series of measures taken by the government? Was it a successful campaign? Over time, what happened to those goals that the government had already set? Did the government achieve any of them?
We have conducted nationwide opinion polls, and they have shown that over 90% of the population support the policy, including many of the smokers. We're down to 30% tobacco prevalence in the population, and that, in a few years, is a great figure to represent successful health policies of a country. Since then, many countries have seen it as a model to follow. It's been seen by industries as a model to attack through. So Philip Mollis attacks us not because of the damage that Uruguay's small market can cause to the huge company of Philip Morris,
but because of the measures which any country could apply under the Framework Convention to achieve drastic reductions of tobacco use.
But from other side of the desk, commercial interests were clearly affected. What was the reaction from tobacco company Philip Morris to the measures taken by the Uruguayan government? While Philip Morris refused to let some of their representatives be interviewed due to the arbitration that will be conducted soon, officials made it clear what the exact point of conflict was. Aval Brothers is a Philip Morris subsidiary in Uruguay, established in 1877, but in its current form from 1945. Through media announcements, Aval Brothers made it clear which measures taken by the government would be tolerated by them and which wouldn't. The company neither opposes the ban on smoking in enclosed public places and the restrictions on advertising, nor considers the warnings on the packets of cigarettes or removing terms as light or mild. But what would not be willingly tolerated by the company, and what is the Uruguayan authorities' response? The tobacco company rejects the government's measure, which states there can't be more than one presentation of the same brand.
First, the light cigarette is just as harmful as the common cigarette and causes as much lung cancer and cardiovascular disease as the common cigarette does.
We are working in the factory and know that, in fact, the light is not less harmful. It is simply a cigarette which has another filter resistance to the passage of air and nothing else.
When smoking is prohibited in enclosed places by law, both the common cigarette and the light one are equal. What did the tobacco companies do? They use colors reminding people which brand is light by prohibiting new brands from reminding people the light because it is a lie. A lie that is used for selling more. Its selling is based on a lie about its products.
So, in the case of Philip Morris, it was forced to take 7 of its 12 brands off the market, and that caused, obviously, a major economic damage and a substantial loss of market share. Then they argued that it amounts to a kind of indirect expropriation and that it's not reasonable or fair, so it entitles them to claim compensation.
In a statement, the company claimed that consumers unable to access these products turned to competing brands by counterfeiting goods and contraband. According to Philip Morris, 1 out of 4 tobacco products made and consumed in Uruguay are counterfeited and contraband, which is one of the highest rates in the world.
The smuggling issue involves a lot of corruption and illegality in this topic. But this happens in all countries. It is a very difficult subject. The problem is to know the volume or market share that is consumed through smuggling. And, as I told you, in our country, it is not very high. We are trying this, if possible, to make it zero. But that is very complicated.
But also for the company, the photographs that appear on the packets should be replaced with other ones qualified as more reliable, since the company thinks that those listed are shocking and sensationalist, designed to generate feelings of revulsion and disgust, even horror. This is what a responsible anti-smoking campaign in Uruguay responded.
Well, the pictures that were used in the images are really directed to make a person take the cigarette in disgust, revulsion, and horror, because the consequences of smoking are horrific.
The images on our cigarette packets, which circulate in the country, are determined through focused research groups, qualitative studies, with different sectarian groups, with different socio-economic levels, and with different cultural levels.
In a statement, Philip Morris says it's difficult to understand, for example, what useful information can be obtained from the image of what appears to be a baby grotesquely disfigured and burned.
The useful information is that a baby of low birth weight, which is intubated and has respiratory problems, will have to make his mother think that this can happen to your own child. You have to suggest to a grandfather that this can happen to his own grandson. Therefore, that image is intended precisely to protect the mother in the protection of pregnant women or people.
The image, for example, a premature baby in palm of hand, is a newspaper picture taken from a mother who smoked throughout pregnancy and had a premature baby. The Dutch photographer who was working for an NGO in the hospital took a picture of it. He says, "I went there and I almost died because it really was like a tiny mouse coming in the palm of your hand." What we are looking for was not to lie. This is, if what am I showing here is a euphemism, it will be clear that is a euphemism. But what am I showing is reality.